This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for those of you listening on the East Coast, there is no tsunami headed your way. This is some breaking news, as apparently a tsunami warning was sent erroneously, according to Bloomberg News, to East Coast mobile phones. I don't understand why we're having so many issues with our emergency alert system. Apparently, the National Weather Service National Tsunami Warning Center issued a routine test message around 8:30 a.m., and the message was released by, quote, at least one private sector company as an official tsunami warning. Susan Buchanan, spokeswoman for the Weather Service, said in an email she did not identify the company, and the failure resulted in widespread reports of tsunami warnings received via phones and other media across the East Coast, Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean. So, luckily, I guess New York City's Twitter account was easier to access than Governor Ige in Hawaii, and they did post a message saying, quote, there is no tsunami warning. Now, as we remember, January 13th, Hawaii had their false alarm. 38 minutes, people running around trying to dump their kids into the sewer for safety, thinking that a ballistic missile was headed their way, and only for somebody to go, doh, my bad, and he's been fired since. So, I don't understand why we're having issues with these erroneous emergency alerts. And the reason why this is serious is the boy who cried wolf. All right? How many of you are going to pay attention, okay, if you keep getting these messages? And you hear, oh, okay, this is another fake one. And meanwhile, it could be serious. And I just don't understand why we have so many issues with doofuses, really. Please. So, apparently Representative Dan Donovan, who is a Republican from New York, says, unfortunately, there have been erroneous emergency alerts sent to the public, which undermines the confidence in the system. We saw an example of that this morning. He has suggested that training or procedure, or he was asked if training or procedures need to be improved. I'd say yes. Apparently, the wireless emergency alert system was launched back in 2012, according to the FCC. Federal Communications Commission, authorized national, state, or local government authorities may use it to send alerts regarding public safety emergencies. Participating wireless carriers push the alerts to mobile devices in the affected area. Now, some of you are probably thinking, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is just ripe for the picking for hackers. Oh, you got it. If our FCC-authorized wireless emergency alert system is flawed, don't you think some hackers or some terrorists are going to love to get their hands on that and send out false alarms or send out alarms? What was it? Was it Die Hard 4 or Die Hard 3? Was that, maybe it was Die Hard 3 where they did a distraction? They had all the cops going to every school worrying about a bomb just so they could rob a bank. Yeah, I thought that was, you know what? I like the Die Hard movies. I'm pretty happy with the Die Hard movies. Any movie where Bruce Willis is half naked, I'm fine with. But, you know, this is just right for the picking for them to do a distraction. According to Representative Donald Payne, who is a New Jersey Democrat, says for the public alerts and the warnings to be effective, the public has to be able to trust them. False alerting can be dangerous, as it can lead to an alert apathy, confusion, and unnecessary panic. And as we know what happened with Hawaii, after that 38-minute mess and people freaking out, most likely the next time they get an alert, they're gonna hesitate. And that's not what we need. So the country obviously is looking at this now that the internet is global and everybody could see, you know, what we're reading and what we're discussing. So the fact that we don't have our poop together when it comes to a ballistic missile is an issue. You know, we just need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody won the Powerball jackpot. But we're never going to know who it is because she is suing to remain anonymous. She's from New Hampshire. The winning ticket was sold at Reed's Ferry Market in Merrimack last month. And the store owner is very, very happy. He says it's what every store owner dreams of, selling the jackpot, because they get money. I think they get like $10,000 or something. It happened to Sam Safa, so he is really, really happy. But the winner does not want to be identified. Last week, her lawyers even filed a lawsuit suing the lottery commission officials to keep her identity private. According to the suit, the woman, quote, read the instructions on the commission's website, signed the back of the ticket, without realizing that her privacy was forever lost. Oh, that's not good. New Hampshire Lottery Commission rules require the winner to sign the ticket before being able to claim a prize. If she had signed the back of the ticket as the name of a trust, she could have maintained her privacy. The lottery executive director said those rules are in place for security reasons. So if you have a trust, so let's say I had a trust, the Dr. Dahlia trust. If I did that, and I could sign a Dr. Dahlia trust, nobody would know it's mine. Well, maybe I need a trust, the Bruce Willis trust. If I had a trust and I called it the Bruce Willis trust, then they'd go, oh, the Bruce Willis trust won. But it wasn't Bruce Willis, it was me. So that's how you do it. Trusts are pretty smart to do. So the lawsuit names other lottery winners who have been assaulted to even murdered after their names went public. So the New Hampshire Lottery Commission sent a statement. They said the New Hampshire Lottery understands that winning a $560 million Powerball jackpot is a life-changing occurrence. Oh, man, all family's going to come out of the woodwork and friends. Having awarded numerous Powerball jackpots over the years, we also understand that the procedures in place for prize claimants are critically important for the security and integrity of the lottery. Our players at our games will respect those players' desire to be anonymous. State statutes and lottery rules clearly dictate protocols. After consulting with the Attorney General's office on this matter, we've been advised that the lottery must proceed in accordance with its rules and by state law in processing this claim like any other. So they do want to release her name. Now, why? Maybe it's because they need to prove that there's a winner. Maybe a lottery can't go, oh, yeah, somebody won, but we're going to keep it anonymous. Maybe they want to, you know, to get people to buy lottery tickets. You need to see, you know, Jane Doe get all excited and happy and, you know, and that get, I don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Don't be going out late Saturday night. You better be resting up. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I do not want you getting this flu. It is so nasty. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to guys at GCN. We have Manny and Jason working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on Wood Radio's West Michigan Live this morning talking about the flu, and they asked if you could get the flu twice. Apparently there's a headline saying that you could get the flu twice. Absolutely you can. You can get the flu twice. It's rare, but you can. And experts say, look, and this makes sense. You know, there's multiple strains of the flu. So you could get two different strains very easily. If the strains of the flu that are floating around is influenza B, and then you have your A's, your H1N1, and your H3N2, it's very, very easy to get multiple strains of flu. And I have heard some people say, gosh, I got sick twice. I got the flu twice. Now, can you get the same strain twice? Can you get H3N2? Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you haven't built up the antibodies to protect yourself against it and you get exposed to it again, absolutely you could get sick from the flu twice. Now, why don't you? You know, the question that I've been asked is, why don't we get sick more often than we do? Why do we just get the flu once? Well, it is more common to just get the flu once, and probably your immune system does kick into gear and then it could recognize. But I think there's something more at play that we haven't exactly identified. But it's very interesting where you can definitely get a secondary infection when you're sick. You know, the number one cause of death with the flu is a pneumonia. So getting a secondary infection, you know, while you have the flu is, you know, the more common way for it to really increase in severity. But you have some people that right after they get sick and they get better, and they're feeling good and they're back at work, they're like, I'm good, I had it, you know, and they don't get sick again. And I think it's because you have all the troops, all hands on deck. And so they're all lined up and they're all ready to go. And they're like, all right, I'm ready for you. Come at me. And, you know, the flu's like, never mind. I'll go over here to Bob. Nah, don't come to Bob. Come to us. We want to do some butt whipping. Nah, it's got to go over here to Bob. Bob's just sitting there, you know, playing solitaire at work. You know, he doesn't look like he has any defenses up. You know, he's been drinking soda pop and energy drinks. He's not really, you know, eating his vegetables and, you know, getting his orange juice and vitamin C in. So we're going to go over here to Bob. Now, when it comes to these bacteria and these viruses, and I'll explain this to you, it's not the virus or the bacteria. It's the person. Okay? You know, Dr. Curry, who I opened my practice with, he was a family doctor, but he also studied homeopathy and acupuncture. He said, look, so let's take a bacteria called like Streptococcus pneumonia. So strep pneumo, which we vaccinate you for, is a bacteria that can cause a wide variety of things. It can cause pneumonia. It's the number one cause of pneumonia. It can also cause ear infections, throat infections. Strep pneumonia could cause a variety of infections. He says, if you have a bunch of people in a room and you throw strep pneumonia into that room, couple people may get pneumonia. A couple people may get a sore throat. Some may get ear infections. And a couple, nothing may happen to them. So why is that? It's a bacteria. You'd think that the bacteria would decide to want to, you know, live or navigate to and infect the same area of the body as anybody else. But no, it's very different. Okay? You know, when it comes to bacteria or when it comes to viruses, just like the flu, okay, they will do what they can based on what your body will let them. Just like somebody trying to rob your house, okay, you got some robbers in your neighborhood. If your house has beware of dog, has cameras, has a whole bunch of signs. Yeah, it might actually attract the robbers going, man, there's got to be your burglars. There must be something really good and juicy in this house. But more likely than not, they'll be like, you want to know what? This is just a pain in the butt. Layers of the onion. You know, lawyers also look at cases like layers of the onion. So if a doctor doesn't want to get sued, and they're doing a procedure on somebody, they better have a lot of layers to that onion. Do they have a consent? Do they show they tried everything else before they did the procedure? Did they look like they spent time talking to the patient? Did the patient have a failed course of conservative therapy such that the only thing that was left was the surgery? And you have all these layers. The average attorney is going to be like, nah, that's just too much work to knock through each and every layer. Okay, what attorneys like is where you have a nice little opening into that apple. That's what worms like, a nice little opening into the apple, just like burglars. So when it comes to viruses and the flu, that's the exact same thing. Now, one of you had asked me a few years back, if you sleep with your mouth open, are you more inclined to get an infection? I thought that was a brilliant question. So when you sleep, okay, many of us, you know, we snore, okay, and we may snore because our mouths are closed and air is coming through our nose, but the majority of us, our mouths open up, and the reason why our mouths open up is because our jaw relaxes. Now, I have tried for years to sleep with my mouth closed. I've tried for years. And the reason why I do that is because I don't want, when the morning comes, I have bad breath. And then I breathe on whoever's next to me. And it could be anybody next to me. I'm joking. I'm married. Okay. Anyway. But still, so I will sleep with my mouth closed. Okay. And then only to find that, you know, it's open when I wake up. And it's because your jaw relaxes, your mouth opens. But you also, it opens up because you need oxygen. So try to sleep with your mouth closed. I don't think protects you from getting sick. One is, it's going to open up anyway. But number two is, you need oxygen. And if you're, you know, if your mouth is closed and you're hoping to get everything in, you know, through your nose, and if your nose is stuffed, or if your nose is, you know, clogged, or you have, you know, boogers, or if you have a deviated septum, etc., that could be a huge issue to your getting your oxygen. So sleep with your mouth open. Now, nasal breathing is more protective. You have hair, you have boogers. It's a lot harder for viruses to get into your respiratory tree. So breathing through your nose throughout the day may prevent you from getting sick. You know, another thing you could do at work is have a fan next to you so that when somebody does cough, et cetera, it just blows away to somebody else. You know, it's another, just like on an airplane. We told you guys to do that on an airplane. Have the air blowing in front of you. I forgot to do that when I flew back from Tahoe. Somebody was coughing behind me, and I go, oh, man. And I quickly turn that air on because I'm like, oh, man, I got to blow it to the guy next to me. I was like, oh, hell no. So to answer people's questions, and like I talked about on West Michigan Live with Justin Barkley, yes, absolutely, the flu you can get twice. And this is a nasty one, this H3N2, very tough to make a vaccine for. We still don't have a final tally on how effective it is. We won't really know till the end of the season. Unfortunately, a 7-year-old girl has died from the flu after returning from the hospital. Family's devastated. Savannah Jessie lived with her father, was found unresponsive in her home, rushed to the hospital, pronounced dead. And unfortunately, she was being treated for influenza B, strep throat, and scarlet fever prior to dying. Apparently, the aunt said they got news that she had been sick, had gone to the hospital Thursday evening. Then they left the hospital, went home, put her to bed, and then, unfortunately, they found her Friday morning. So we'll know the exact cause of her death in the next few weeks. But, again, this is where, you know, there's flu, and then there's bacterial infection. Maybe the bacterial infection got superimposed with the flu. Maybe she started having a bacterial infection and then she got the flu as well. But the combination of the two, horrible. And if she was sent home from the hospital, my guess is she was sent home with some antibiotics. Unfortunately, it just wasn't time enough. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, Fox News is saying that some flu vaccines may work better than others, but the public needs better guidance. And I think the issue we are having is people don't like to get the shot, people don't like to get the flu shot, and people are trying to use this as an excuse, saying, oh, you know, flu shot's not even that effective. And, you know, I have seen families who did get the flu shot and they did get the flu. So absolutely that kind of shakes your faith in them. But a lot of these people that got really, really bad flu, they didn't get the flu shot. So, they talk about Dr. Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, says, my colleagues who are over 65, everybody wanted basically the Fluad or the protein sciences vaccine, the flu block. Okay, and they've been picky, they said, and there's a whole variety of different flu shots, but not all created equal. They said four companies offered a total of 12 different influenza vaccines, so we had about 152 million doses. And some people are picky about what they get, some people aren't, and some people are just not taking the flu shot at all. Please learn from this year. Get the flu shot. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More than 20 people in a northern Indian town tested positive for HIV. And you're not going to believe this. A fake doctor used contaminated needles and syringes while treating them for colds, coughs, and diarrhea. So authorities right now are searching for Rajendra Yadav, which they suspect has fled, all right, the district. And 21 cases of the virus were confirmed when the government screened them. And the camps were set up after several suspected HIV cases showed up amid routine testing at district hospitals late last year. So they're unsure how many of these confirmed cases were related to Yadav in general, fake Dr. Yadav. And they say those who have so far tested positive are being treated. The villagers in the area said they rarely saw the fake doctor change his needles, which is likely what prompted the spread of the HIV. So the reason why I bring that up is we have idiots, okay, who pretend to be doctors. But then we have people in the medical field who are idiots in and of themselves, as this one. We have Yale dental students and staff decided to take selfies with severed heads. Did you guys hear about that? Dental school grad students and a University of Connecticut orthodontics professor took a selfie with two severed heads used for medical research at a training workshop at Yale. This was in 2017, according to the AP Press. Now, the students took the selfies during the DePu Synthes Future Leaders workshop, which focused on dental-related facial deformities. The Associated Press obtained a copy of the photo from a person who received it through a private group chat. That person demanded anonymity because of the potential harm to their career, and the person who took the selfie would not give the AP permission to publish it for fear of being expelled. In the photo, you see the University of Connecticut Health Orthodontics Director and visiting Yale Professor Dr. Flavio Uribe and several graduate students looking at the camera while others continue to work. All are wearing surgical masks, and there are two severed heads on the tables face up. The AP added that Uribe said the photo was taken so quickly he was unaware it captured the two heads, which he was using to show the students the proper placement of screws. But a Yale spokesman told the news agency signs are posted with a no photography policy. See, like in every lab I've been in, you know, since medical school on, you don't take pictures out of respect for the body. So no pictures. By the way, when you're all suited up in dissection lab, you really don't have easy access to your cell phone because you're either gowned or you're in clothes. You don't really bring your cell phone in there. So that's kind of, yeah. So they say it was disturbing and an inexcusable deviation from anything Yale would expect to occur. Now, in medical training, it's a morbid rite of passage where we work with dead bodies. And I think very necessary. I mean, you know, for us to understand the anatomy and to really get in there and to feel it, you can't really do that all the time on a live person. People can say, well, yeah, you can. You can do it during surgery, so you don't really need to do that with a dead body. Well, how many surgeries does the average student get to, you know, scrub in on that'll have the facial nerve exposed or a thoracic aorta exposed or you can't. And so using cadavers who very honorably were donated to medicine they decided that their bodies would be donated to medicine, you know, allows us to feel, learn, extract, and, you know, get a hold of the tissue, get used to this tissue. So apparently there are synthetic cadavers. That is where the trend is going. Some medical schools now are using, like, the syndaver patient, which is, I guess, about $95,000. It could be remote controlled to rehearse crisis scenarios like heart attacks, can have fake organs, muscle tissue. And again, I don't think you're supposed to be taking a selfie with those either. I'm sure a lot of people will. But the reason why I bring this up is this fascination with selfies. Okay, this is happening all the time. For those of you guys that watch the Super Bowl, this poor kid, has been kind of, you know, put up all over the internet and not in the most positive way because Justin Timberlake decided he was sitting there fumbling over his phone, so Justin Timberlake stopped his song to take a selfie, which I thought was really, really cool. I'm not sure if that was all set up, because the kid might have had a badge on, so maybe he was supposed to be there for a selfie, I don't know. But then, you don't see the kid enjoy the rest of the concert, he's so busy dealing with his phone, and he's standing right next to Justin Timberlake. You think the kid would be wanting to look at who's in front of him. You know, what movie was that? Was that Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12? Where, you know, one of the hotels was being imploded, but they're watching on TV when they could just look at it right outside the window. So, you know, we have this fascination with what we have on our phone or sending it out to people, et cetera. And so when it comes to something like this with medical and dead bodies and severed heads, et cetera, somebody wants the attention, and they're going to get that attention. They're going to take a picture, and they're going to post it out there. And why have we developed this obsession? And so quickly, I have never seen an obsession. Yeah, I remember the pet rock. Okay, there was an obsession with that. There was an obsession with the Cabbage Patch Kids. But nothing like the selfie. And I've gotten wrapped up in that, too. And what do I think? Before I do a selfie, what do I think? And I'll be honest. I tell you what I think, okay? I think to myself, before I do a selfie, I want my husband to not think I'm cheating on him. And if he sees who I'm with and where I'm at, and I post it in real time, he knows I'm good. So that's one of the thoughts that comes to my mind. Okay? Letting my loved ones know where I am. Then, it's sometimes I think about a person or two going, oh my gosh, they would totally dig this. But I don't want to text them a picture. I'm going to put it online because I think everybody would benefit from it, plus my buddies. I don't tag any particular people, you know, to look at my photos. If they want to see it, they want to see it. But that's another thought. And that's kind of what drives a lot of people with their whole selfie-itis. I want people to see me. I want people to like. I want people to comment. And this is cool. Also, people want to make other people jealous. Look, I get to be around severed heads. Isn't that cool? Well, now Fee is a medical professional. I would love to be in a cadaver lab and, you know, learn more. So I would probably be jealous. But the average person isn't jealous. They'd be like, ooh, gross. But they'll stop and look. We are so attention-grabbing these days. We have turned into a society where we want attention. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who aren't on Facebook. And I go, why the heck not? I mean, that's how you could check on your family. That's how you could see family photos. That's how you could be in touch with everybody. And they don't want the attention. They're like, I'm not going to go on there and post. I really don't need people looking at me. And I don't really want to look at everybody else. If I want to talk to my family, I'll call them on the phone. And I got to tell you, you guys are the smartest. The ones that are staying away from social media, you guys are the smartest. You're not going to get fake news. You're not going to get people's interpretation of the news. You're not going to get grumpy by, you know, hearing people bash Trump or bash Pelosi or whoever you like or don't like in politics. And you're not going to see my stupid selfies, okay? I mean, I put on duct tape glasses the other day because I thought that was really cool that I made duct tape glasses in case you're out there in the wilderness and you don't have sunglasses. Yeah, but why would I be having duct tape? I'm going to find duct tape in the middle of the desert? Anyway, it was cool nonetheless. But, you know, I like posting a lot of stuff. So, anyway, again, these dental, you know, and then if you ask, well, is this really a big deal? Is it really, really a big deal if somebody took a picture? They weren't being disrespectful. Yes, taking a picture when you are around a dead body, the dead body comes first. That's just the way it is. And it is disrespectful. Taking a picture and, oh, the severed heads were in the way. But I don't know what's going to happen to this professor, but this professor is going to be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. I don't think he's going to be visiting Yale anymore. How come Yale doesn't ask me to visit? I don't understand that. Why aren't I a visiting professor? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are bad to the bone. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm sorry, we got to get more music. We'll get some better music up there. Gonna work with the guys at GCN, but I do like bad to the bone. A Maine woman says she found a dead lizard in her store-bought lettuce. I'm looking at this lizard, and it is ugly. It almost looks double-headed. This happened in Maine. She has a 10-week-old newborn. She was having a quick lunch on January 29th. She washed the lettuce, inverted it to the drain, ripped it apart by hand, threw on some grape tomatoes, olive oil, some balsamic vinegar. Then as she went to take a bite, she stuck her fork into something firm and juicy, but it wasn't a slice of avocado, according to the Vanguard Daily News. She said it was longer than my middle finger without its tail. We're not talking about a spider or a bug or even a little salamander. It was a huge lizard with scales. Very gross. She's a registered hematology-oncology bone marrow transplant nurse. So she's seen it all. Being a hemonc bone marrow transplant nurse. And now she has a lizard on her fork. She said, I instantly retched and I was revolted because I thought for a second I could have eaten its tail. So she purchased, see, I don't know if I would freak out that much about eating a lizard. You know, because I think I'd be more freaked out about eating a spider. See, because I mean a lizard, it's kind of crunchy. I think I've had a crocodile before. Okay, when you go to New Orleans and you get a Poe, I don't even know what it's called. What's it called with Poe? A Poe Boy. I had a crocodile Poe Boy. Is that what I had? I don't remember. How come you guys, well, you guys need to listen to my show so then you, you know, can tell me what I ate. But anyway, I don't know. I would think that a lizard would be fun. All right. We're going to be talking about in the next hour about eating insects. You know, apparently there's a lot of insects we can't eat. But back to this lady. She threw up. I think she did. Okay. She purchased a bag of store brand romaine lettuce at the Shaw Supermarket in Portsmouth on January 26th. Poor Shaw Supermarket. Did they really have to, you know, broadcast where the store was and exactly the city? So after she got over the initial shock, she was instantly fearful that she could have ingested harmful bacteria, which was required to be on a 5-day salmonella and E. coli watch. Also, she's got a newborn, so yeah, you don't want to get that stuff. So she was concerned about a wider public health issue with several recalls of romaine lettuce with the, oh yeah, remember there was that big romaine lettuce recall where there was E. coli? And she's breastfeeds. Yeah, she was probably breastfed too. So she's breastfeeding, and she doesn't want to stop breastfeeding, now having this, you know, something malicious in her body. So anyway, then she had a friend who was a biologist. He examined the lizard, told her it could have been a blue-bellied lizard. Blue-bellied lizards live primarily in California. They can be up to 8.4 inches long, according to the Burke Museum at University of Washington. And the lettuce was distributed by a company out of California. It's actually a gorgeous lizard. You see the blue on its belly. So I guess, look, I'm no ichthyologist. Is that a lizard person or a reptilologist? Okay. I'm not one of those. But anyway, it does look blue belly to me. So she called the representatives of the New Hampshire Department of Health, FDA, I guess, may investigate, and that's pretty disgusting. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many people are watching this family. There is a family who has 13 sons, and they're expecting another baby. 13 boys, Jay and Kateri Schwant, are expecting their 14th child. Okay? But they don't know the gender of this baby. The baby is due in April, and the couple has decided to keep the baby's sex a surprise like they did the last few deliveries. Oh, no, 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 no. If something is coming out of my no, I want to know what it is. I want to know what species it is, and I sure the heck want to know the gender. See, with my sons, and I'm not bragging or anything, but because I was more high risk, you know, when you're a doctor and you're always on your feet, you know, they ultrasound you more because, not because you have access, but because you don't drink a lot, and I had low fluid, oligohydramnios with both kids. And so they watched me close, but with the baby, with the first one, he was only 13 weeks old when we could see his, you know, ding-a-ling. And boy, was it his ding-a-ling was like bigger than his limb. And so we knew he was a boy. And he wasn't shy about it at all. He's like, hey, he's like flipping around. And he seemed to have ADD. He was just all hyperactivity. He was all over the place. And everyone's like, yeah, that's your kid. And the funny thing is, he was really mellow when he's kind of a mellow kid. I just don't get that because as a baby, he was really, really hyper. So we knew. And so even if we tried not to know, we knew. Now, Kateri, she's 42 years old. She became a mom for the first time 25 years ago. Her youngest is now 2 years old. The father, Jay, hopes it's a girl, But he isn't too sure he'll ever have a daughter at this point. Why? Because he's had 13 sons. That's why he doesn't think he's going to have a daughter. He goes, I would love to have a girl, but I just don't think it's in the cards. And they think this pregnancy will probably be their last. They say Kateri thought she and her husband thought the 13th baby would be their last. Growing up in a large family is normal because she's one of 14 children. If you have three, it's the same as having 10 at this point. If you ask me, it's just more chaos, more noise. It's nothing we're not used to at this point. Okay, I got a different attitude on that. First of all, God bless you for having a family, taking care of kids, wanting to love babies. I think that's great. But I would not equate children to cats, okay? It's very easy to adopt another cat. We use that philosophy all the time. Well, if you already have one cat, you already have the litter box, and you have the eats, and you have the bed, what's the big deal if you have two cats? So then, yeah, we'll take another rescue. So we went up to five cats, okay? And, we didn't even notice. You just don't notice. The only one that does pee-pee house is Shaky Boo, because he's the male. The females don't go pee-pee house. But Shake does, and, you know, he likes to, you know, he wants to get my attention. You know, he's really territorial. It's weird how this male cat is. He sits there and watches me shower, and he follows me around everywhere, and he's very protective of me. He doesn't like it when my husband, you know, comes into bed, and he's like, you know, he's like, hey, and I'm like, look, like, I'm a married woman, okay, you know, I can't be your girlfriend, you're a cat, that's kind of weird. So he's really, really protective of me, which is why he pee-pees all over the place near my side of the bed, and he tries to go pee-pee in the closet. He just wants me to always smell him. I go, why do I want to smell your pee-pee? I really don't. This isn't a turn-on. Okay, is this how you are trying to mark your territory? I'm not your territory, and don't mark it with pee. If you want me to succumb to your territory, put some meats there or some chocolate, you know, or maybe a bottle of Crown Royal, but I honestly, not pee-pee, because I'm going to avoid that territory. Anyway, so when it comes to, when it comes to cats, yeah, you can add more. When it comes to kids, I don't know. I mean, I have two kids, and when I help one with their homework, the other one really feels neglected. So I was trying to help both of them with their homework at the same time. One, I was reading his essay, while the other one, I was working on their math. And you could see them kind of, you know, I need mommy. I'm like, why don't you guys go to daddy? Well, because this is help with homework. Because of ED. Oh, poor daddy. Daddy likes it. And you know what? I think daddy actually, I think Corey had better grades than he claims he does. He just doesn't want to do their homework. So he acts like he was a D student when he was. And he was never a D student. But he acts like he was just so, you know, they avoid him and come to me. You know? So I make them go to him for all the other stuff. Although they don't. Like if there's puberty issues, they come to me. Mom. Is this normal? Well, yeah, why don't you go to your dad? Why don't you ask your dad? He's a guy. Well, you've seen more naked men than dad has. And they're right, as a doctor, right? Because they know I was a very good girl. Very good girl. Because, yeah. Yeah, let's keep it like that, okay? What happens on this show stays on this show. 1-877-DIETALLY, we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.